On the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani on Cape Talk. Join the conversation. Join
the
conversation.
The time now is 6 minutes past 7 o'clock this Sunday morning. My name is Africa Milani, in your company until 10 o'clock, where we take your calls on 021-446-0567, your SMSs to 31567, and your voice notes and WhatsApp messages to 072-567-1567. We are trying to make contact with various taxi association bosses to just get to understand a really disturbing headline of the taxi mayhem in the city, resulting in 9 people dead in just 48 hours. And you would have heard and read that task team of specialist investigators involving officials from both provincial and national competencies, as well as traffic in the city, are being put together and meeting regularly to try and get to the bottom of this. The MEC for Transport and Public Works, Donald Grant, can only speak to us after 9:30 this morning, and we'll certainly bring you that conversation. In the meantime, we'd really like your calls on 021-446-0567. Couple of questions from me. One, how have you been affected, if at all, by this taxi mayhem? How have you been affected by it? It could be you cannot get to work. It's unsafe for you to leave your home. It could be your employees are running late. You thought that with the bus strike now being over, things would go back to some form of routine and regularity. But because of that, it is not... because of the taxi violence, rather, that is not being realized. The first I came across it, actually, was as a result of a Facebook status update from a cousin of mine who uses a bus that goes past Nyanga on her way to work at Century City. And she gets on the bus in Guguletu, and she had spoken to the bus driver, who looked rattled. And she had just driven past the Nyanga terminus yesterday morning, around about this time. And she said it is a war zone. She said it is very, very scary to be driving past Nyanga terminus at the moment. It is one of the most important hubs as far as public transport is concerned. And if we do not gain control of it, if we do not restore order and safety and security guaranteed for the people and citizens of Cape Town, we're going to be in trouble. So how are you affected by this taxi mayhem that has seen 9 people dying in the last 48 hours? And I suppose a bigger and slightly more impossible to answer question is around the notion of what is the solution? How do we ensure that we do not see these violent eruptions from within the taxi industry? How do we ensure that we do not see people dying as a result of men and women fighting over routes and fighting over money, I suppose, that they could get from their patrons on those routes? I'd love your calls on 021-446-0567. On that story, the chairperson of the Nyanga Community Policing Forum, Martin Makasi, joins me on the line now from Nyanga. Molobudi, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, sir, and your listeners.
From the information that you, as the CPF, has in Nyanga, how many people have been killed or wounded as a result of the taxi violence that we've been reporting on?
Currently, the information talks about 9 people. These 9 people are both from Kodeta and Kata.
And they would have been targets of, as a result of the taxi violence that is clearly underway at the moment?
They are mainly the taxi drivers. So definitely they are targets as a result of the taxi violence.
What is the reason for this violence, Martin? Why are we seeing Kata and Kodeta taxi drivers shooting and killing at each other?
Look, I spent some quite a lot of time yesterday trying to understand, because we're getting different versions. Other people are arguing that it is the issue of the Delft that has now spilled over to Nyanga in Khayelitsha. Others are talking about the issue of the unhappiness of the taxi operators in terms of the whole My City arrangement. Others felt that they are excluded, others are included. Now we are not really getting to the gist of the problem that has resulted to them going on a full blown warfare.
The response to this violence, we've been reporting that the police are putting together a special investigative task force to obviously investigate these issues. Are you satisfied with it?
I'm satisfied that the police are putting a task force to investigate the matter. But also it should be noted that it cannot only be the police that that seems to be reacting in this situation. We expect the other government departments, especially those who are dealing with the public sector transport, to also come on board. Our concern as the Community Policing Forum is what is going to happen tomorrow morning. We are very concerned about the passengers that are supposed to use the taxis tomorrow, because our experience tells us that previously when taxi operators are having a conflict, the other modes of public sector transport are also affected.
And what would satisfy you as the chair of the Nyanga Community Policing Forum? What measures would need to be in place in order to ensure safety of the commuters who will be coming to the Nyanga terminus to obviously make their way to school and to work tomorrow morning?
I think the police needs to ensure that there's visibility at the taxi terminal, at the Nyanga taxi terminus, at Monwood taxi rank, at the Luzuko taxi rank, and also ensure that there's visibility in the main routes in and out of Nyanga. But what will really satisfy us is for the Department of Public Works and Transport to ensure that they bring these guys to the negotiation table. Whatever that has caused them to be at loggerheads, it needs to be discussed and resolved as a matter of urgency.
So I'll be speaking to the MEC for Public Works and Transport, Donald Grant, after 9:30 this morning. What do you want from him?
All that we expect from him, he needs to take leadership on this issue to ensure that whatever makes the taxi operators unhappy is resolved. But most importantly, he needs to impress on them that there is nothing wrong when people want to expand their business operations, but they cannot do it by force. It should not be confrontational. People need to negotiate so that they find an amicable resolution to any problem that they are having.
Martin, I imagine that some of the taxi drivers who are involved in the taxi violence are probably residents of Nyanga or live in and nearby. Are you finding that the community is working with members of the SAPS in trying to identify who are some of these perpetrators of this violence?
Yes, we've made the call to communities that whoever that they suspect is involved in the killing of other people, they need to give the police that information, because they will tell you what's the problem here. We seem to the taxi operators, they seem to think that they are untouchables. They think that they are above the law, and it's important that the law enforcement agencies, they need to toughen up and arrest these people, because some of these things have been happening for quite some time, and most of the cases have not been resolved. So now it is a matter of urgency that the established task force by the province needs to ensure that they don't leave any stone unturned to ensure that they investigate all taxi violence related cases. Because when people get arrested and they get prosecuted, it will assist in terms of these people stopping what they are doing.
My final question, Martin, what is the situation like in Nyanga this morning?
Since last night and early this morning, the situation has been calm because there's been a number of deployments that has been done by the police since early hours of yesterday morning. So for now, we are quite happy because we don't see people shooting each other at any given time. But we want to encourage the police to continue what they are doing.
Martin Makasi, thank you very much for your time this morning. Chairperson of the Nyanga Community Policing Forum.